And welcome to Amalie Arena, where the San Jose SaberCats improved 3-0 on the season with a 36-27 win over the Tampa Bay Storm. The final score of this game was a deceiving one by most accounts. The Storm were down 36-7 this one late on before making a little bit of a push to make the final score look at least somewhat palatable. It's a tough start for both offenses in this game, as it took over 11 minutes for the first score to hit the board. SaberCats went up 7-0 thanks to an Odie Armstrong touchdown run on the fourth drive of the game. After recording a third straight stop on Tampa Bay's offense to start the game, San Jose went up 14-0 when DJ Stevens logged his first of two touchdown grabs on the night from 16 yards out. The Storm would respond to cut the deficit to 14-7, but from there it was all San Jose for the rest of the first half. The SaberCats scored a touchdown with 6:41 left in the half to stretch the lead out to 21-7, and they got the ball back off of a Virgil Gray interception, the 47th of his career, to move into 7th place all-time in league history. San Jose managed a field goal with 2 seconds left in the first half, but it was a disastrous end from there for the Storm, after a touchback Jason Boltis, who really struggled in the first half tonight, fumbled the ball back through his own end zone for a safety, and that made the score 26-7 at the break. Just before halftime, T.T. Tolliver, playing in his 12th AFL season, logged his second catch of the game, and that made him the fourth man in AFL history to catch at least 1,000 passes. Tolliver finished the game with 6 catches, tying him with Chris Jackson for third all-time in that category with 1,004. San Jose stretched the lead out to 29-7 in the third quarter, and then Eric Meyer found Stevens again on a ridiculous catch on fourth and long, one of these SportsCenter top 10 type of catches where he kind of bobbled the ball in the air and caught it between his legs. That put the lead up to 36-7 for all intents and purposes. The game was over at that point. The Storm did come back, though. They did score the final 3 touchdowns of the game to make the final score a little bit more respectable, but the offense was incredibly frustrating for the Storm all night long. Boltis really struggled, even though the stat line didn't look so bad. Boltis finished 21-39 for 260 yards with 4 touchdowns, but he spent most of the game flat on his back. The San Jose front four unofficially knocked him down 18 times on his 45 dropbacks, and the line picked up 5 sacks. Boltis also fumbled 4 times, 3 of which were lost. The Storm turned it over 4 times in totality. San Jose did only score 17 points off of those turnovers, so give some credit to the Storm defense, but they weren't able to score any points off of any of San Jose's blunders. Coach Samuels after the game.
I'm just disappointed the way we came out on offense. Offense has to be more consistent. We just didn't execute. If we execute a couple plays, we get points on the board, and we didn't put points on the board. Our defense all night, they kept us in it, gave us a chance. But, you know, our guys, they're disappointed in themselves and the effort. And it's on me. I'm going to correct these mistakes on offense, and we'll be a lot better. For our defense to give up 36 points and for us not to be able to win a game, it's disappointing.
For the Storm, Kendrick Ings was the leading receiver with 8 catches for 100 yards and 3 touchdowns. For the SaberCats, it wasn't Meyer's best night for sure. He went 17 of 32 for 179 yards and 2 touchdowns. However, the SaberCats only had 187 total yards, not characteristic of what we've come to know for a very explosive offense. However, on a night where there were 14 stops in this game against just 8 touchdowns, Meyer still earned Russell Athletic Offensive Player of the Game honors. Tolliver was named J. Lewis Small Playmaker of the Game, and his 1,000th catch was named the Cutter's Catch of the Game. Rodney Fritz won Defensive Player of the Game honors for the SaberCats with his 2 sacks and a forced fumble. One concern for the SaberCats, a late-game injury to Virgil Gray. Suffered what looked to be a left knee injury. Well, you hate to speculate, but after watching him get carried off the field by 2 of his teammates and straight back into the locker room, you have to wonder if his season and maybe his career are over. Of course, we won't jump to the gun, and Arena Fam will have updates on Gray's status as soon as it is available. Attendance tonight here at the Amalie Arena was 8,588 screaming Tampa Bay Storm fans. The Cats now have 3 easy wins under their belts this season, and they're looking good heading into next week's game up in Jacksonville against the Sharks. The Storm, meanwhile, dropped to 1-2, and they'll host New Orleans next week. For ArenaFan.com, I'm Adam Markowitz from Amalie Arena, where the final score was the San Jose SaberCats 36 and the Tampa Bay Storm 27.